Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I am out here on the porch of my little cabin. I'm starting on my second cup of coffee. Actually got a little campfire going out here in the little fire pit. It's a little bit, getting a little bit warm for a campfire, but there's just something about having that old enamel, that old blue enamel coffee pot sitting on the side of that grill out there that I enjoy on a Saturday morning. And I also enjoy visiting with all of you folks and listening to Western Swing and other things. I kid a lot that this gives our musicians time to get their guitars and fiddles and everything all tuned up and give them a little break, and then they come back strong after our outdoor show. If you listened last week, I was probably talking about what was coming up. I have had a very, very busy week, but a fun week. Started off last weekend at the Yannis Catfish Classic. Fishing, actually it was a two-day, Saturday and Sunday. And by the way, there's some big channel catfish weighed in there at Lake Fork. It's held every year about this time. Jerry Miller and his wife Phyllis work really hard, and all the folks there in Yannis. And the monies go to help the Yannis Volunteer Fire Department. So it's a good cause. Had a big turnout and some big old channel catfish. Now, the funny part of this is Jeff Rice, a buddy of mine, has some property up in the woods right there on the upper end of Lake Fork on a feeder creek right there in a little cove, you know. So we're back up in there away from everybody fishing in the creek, and we use cane poles. Now, this was really comical. When I showed up Friday before the tournament, Jerry Miller was there. Jerry's the tournament director, and he and his wife, Phyllis Ramrod, the Yannis Catfish Classic, along with a lot of help from the Volunteer Fire Department and all the good folks down there in Yannis. But I got Jerry. I said, I want to show you some of my specialized equipment out here in my pickup. Well, I've got a Dodge pickup, and it's camo wrapped to promote my radio shows that I do. So I've got it parked out there, and I have about 9 freshly cut cane poles rigged with the old nylon line. I know if you're over the age of about 50, you remember the kind of line I'm talking about. Corks, weights, and hooks. I've got them all wound up on those poles, just like we used to do back years ago. Well, Jerry got a big kick out of that. I mean, he was thinking he's going to walk out there and old Luke could have some, side imaging sonar on a $60,000 boat. He said, is this what you're going to use? I said, yep, this is it. And we did. We fished in the creek using punch bait and cut bait. We caught a bunch of catfish, enough for a lot of fish cookings, fish fries. But nothing big enough to win us any money. But we had one large time fishing in that creek with those cane poles. Now, I also, later in the week, this past week, went up to Dale River Ranch turkey hunting. And I actually identified 5 or 6 different gobblers. I could not get all of them except one to come in. And it would take me 4 hours to tell this whole story. But the bottom line is, I heard a gobbler 500 yards away. I closed the distance and kept getting closer. He would not come in. He was in some heavy cover down on a creek bottom. So I go all the way back to a ridge where I started from, which was a good, 600-700 yards from where the turkey was. And I called every 50-yard interval. I'd stop and call, hoping he would think the hen was going back up the ridge, you know? So I get all set up in a cedar bush, all hid really well, and I call for probably 45 minutes off and on. And I'm just about to call again, folks, and this gobbler opens up 15 feet from me. Bottom line is, I've still got some bark knocked off of that cedar bush. The turkey is well on his way. I didn't get him, but that was an exciting hunt. You can check out the Dale River Ranch online. I think it's daleriverranch.com. Awesome place to hunt and fish.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.